A good number of Norwegian G4D, Golf for the Disabled players, enjoy flying the flag for their country by taking part in EDGA tournaments in many international regions. There are great travellers among their number. Recently, we had the real pleasure of talking with one such player, Ellen Larson, who exemplifies why golf can be such a wonderful sport for rehabilitation, positivity in life, and friendship. We hope you enjoy Ellen's story here today. In life, we have to look ahead and dream, strive, but at the very least, we have to hope. Searching for the good things out there guides us away from the low times. Some of the decent things out there, perhaps art, literature, a shared passion such as a sport, make up that guiding light for us. Talking recently with Ellen Larson, a golfer from near Oslo in Norway, as Ellen described she and her husband Per Arne overcoming hugely challenging health conditions to thrive again, using golf as a regular shared activity to help to do so, and you soon realise that golf became their guiding light, their dream, their looking ahead. Golf can therefore be seen as something of a gift, just as poetry or gardening can be to others, a gem to be prized. Ellen likens golf to unwrapping a Kinder egg, where you get more than one treat. Through golf, she says, you keep social, physically active, and get a good brain workout. But however we package it, golf for Per Arne and Ellen Larson is a very big deal, and they want to share it with others because it works well for them. So they are golf volunteers, helping new people into the game, including people with disabilities in rehabilitation after health trauma. Together, they welcome around 200 patients from the rehabilitation clinic, Cato Senteret, for twice a month sessions to enjoy their first taste of the sport at the very welcoming Soon Golf Club and Soon Golf Ban, of which they have been members for 15 years. This giving back does not feel like volunteering work, Ellen says, but a genuine pleasure for the couple, as both she and Per Arne relied on the expertise and commitment of the staff at Cato Senteret in Son to recover from their illnesses and be able to look ahead to happier times.
Oh, definitely. We were definitely. I think golf was a big goal for us in the front. And we were looking forward to go out with our golfing friends, walk on the golf course and feeling a bit normal. I think that was very important for us to think that, yes, we're going. And we went abroad together with the golf club to Turkey. And Prana couldn't play, but he joined us. And we had a lovely time just to stay with the friends and doing what we could do. A big motivation for both of us, definitely. Yes, I think my positivity have given me a lot because I think solutions. I don't think problems. I seldom think problems, even if I sometimes should. But I think that's also why I have recovered so well doing what I can. That is why golf is perfect for me.
Last year, on a visit to see her doctor, the learned gentleman looked at his patient, who had been giving 120% to everything for a decade. He then slammed his hand down on the table and decreed, "That's enough." Having worked diligently in the field of nursing administration, she is a trained nurse herself, it was time for Ellen to look after her own health and retire from work at 59. Quick to smile and laugh now, with eyes that convey a sharp intelligence, there have been bumps in the road. Ellen had endured a severe and complex autoimmune illness at the turn of the millennium, and after back surgery to help a long-standing neurological condition in 2022, she has a weakened left leg and mobility problems with that leg and her foot. Husband Per Arne had been very ill in 2011, hospitalised for an entire year with Guillain-Barré syndrome, where the immune system damages the peripheral nervous system and the body's muscular structure weakens. Such an aggressive illness necessitates a long, hard road to recovery, but Per Arne, who had to retire from his role working as a therapist in a youth institution as a result, took every step of that journey with the assistance of Ellen. In fact, both have helped each other through some dark days, those days when the light ahead inevitably dims and the pressure is felt keenly, when feeling optimistic becomes almost impossible for a time. Family can provide the priceless love when it matters most. Ellen wrote to us to say, "When you are ill and hospitalised, it is tough for the whole family. I have to thank Per Arne and my son Ulla Christian especially for being there for me all the time. And I must also thank my parents, sisters and brother for all their help during all the heavy months. When I was in the hospital, I was tied up to all kinds of instruments and could not do anything by myself. You do not actually feel very good. So it helped a lot when one of my sisters just washed my hair to make me feel a little bit better." After losing 10 kilos in a fortnight when she was ill, Ellen says the staff at Cato Sentara Clinic pushed her during her rehab to get stronger, including literally getting back on the bike, an exercise model, and then to establish a healthy balance in her life. This would be crucial to return her first to look after their young son Ola Christian, and then a little later to help Per Arne through the trauma of the virus that threatened his life.
And the first thing he said, "Come on, Elle, we're going to take a cycle test." And I thought he was going, "Bah." but I understood, because after 4 weeks, I almost reached a very good level. So they needed to change. Then I could go home to take care of myself and our child and my husband. It was a very challenging, yes, but it was a very important period for me to manage to cope to go home.
Both remain hugely grateful to all the team at Cato Sentara. The pair had first tried golf in 2000. They now remember when Per Arne was in the Cato Sentara for 10 weeks after the hospital, and he started to think about golf again.
And it was quite funny, because when he was there during the Cato Sentara 10 weeks, he just started thinking about golf. He couldn't walk. But he said, "But if I put one of my feet in one of my slalom boots, maybe I can stand upright and you can stay back and just hold my upstairs." You can see the picture, don't you? I was, "Yes, of course, we can try." So we went down to the golf course and he put one of his feet and one in the slalom boots. And I stood back and he was trying to hit the ball, but it didn't work. But okay, we tried. It was quite a funny bit, because he was thinking he wasn't able, but he wanted to try.
A main reason why Ellen values the game so much is because they can play it together.
Well, I think golf is a very big part of our lives, for my health condition, and of course that we can do it together. I think that's a very good thing. When you have a health challenge, we see that especially with people that we meet from Cato Sentara. There are a lot of people who have challenges. They're losing some friends during the periods getting ill. And when you're not on your 100%, you have to struggle to keep your friends. And that is quite strong. That's quite heavy. So we have some few near friends. Very good friends, and we have a lot of golfing friends. I think that is a very good thing.
Ellen, a tall right-handed player with a smooth swing of a 17 golf handicap, also loves the individual tests of the game, that competitive edge, which combines so well with the social side. She likes to compare what is in store in golf with that popular confectionery to children and adults, the Kinder Surprise Egg.
It is, it's definitely, but I think it's like a Kinder egg, as I also said, because I'm being active. I love being active. I love being social, but I also need time for myself. But it's a very good mental thing, because I have learned that I have to have focus. So I have to have focus, and that's why I call it my meditation. People go to yoga classes, but I think this is my meditation. I can stay in focus. And I think that is why I also have a good mental health. Yes, I love going out there, seeing the birds and the bees and everything. And I also love a competition, because I think I have a competition mind. I think that is perfect. I love meeting new people and talk to them. And so nice that we are different, that we're not alike. I can learn so much from each other.
Apart from becoming her club champion in 2023, Ellen started playing in Golf for the Disabled tournaments in recent times in Norway and immediately enjoyed the welcoming atmosphere of events staged by the Norwegian Golf Federation and supported by Edgar. More tournaments followed, and Ellen would qualify in September 2024 through her place in the world ranking for golfers with disability for the net category of the RSM European Playoffs at Northants Golf Club in the south of England.
It was really exciting. I was really exhausted when we came home, because it was so many moments and games and lovely people. So the whole thing was spectacular, I think.
Members of their wider family have been thinking about golf for the first time because of the positivity of Ellen and Per Arne. Relatives of all ages have been welcomed to join them on the course. One day last year, she recalls, 26 family members were sharing the fairways, and three of the younger boys are now hooked. At this point, Ellen makes special mention of the fantastic members and staff at Soon Golf Club and Soon Golf Barn, and the great condition of that course. Though, Ellen was talking to us from Spain in January, when the fairways were under 1 metre of snow back home. Since listening to her doctor and taking the step to retire from work, the Larsons have been travelling to Spain for the winter months, partly as both have to be careful with their footing in the snow and the ice. The sunshine around Malaga does them good, including enjoying plenty of golf, of course. This year's journey followed a season which saw around 200 rehabilitation patients coming from the Cato Sinteret Clinic every second Thursday afternoon to enjoy 2 hours of play, coaching or practice. In total, Ellen and Per Arne have clocked up 300 hours of volunteer coaching for new players, supporting the Norwegian Golf Federation to get people of all ages golfing.
So we had, in 2024, we had around 200 people coming to us from the clinic every second Thursday afternoon. And then they stay there for 2 hours and they have a little try what golf is. Not playing, but having fun with the different kind of things to do. So, and it's so good because you see some of them coming to us and they say, oh, no, I have never played golf before. I tried mini golf, and so they're comparing golfing and mini golfing, and they say, no, I won't do this with my body. But when I stayed there for 2 hours and tried, they said, wow, this was fun. Maybe I can do this. So I can actually think about that. Maybe this can be something for me.
Ellen and Per Arne were invited to a recent anniversary at the Cato Sinteret Clinic, and when they spoke about how important the golf has been for patients, it led to an emotional response from many people present, making Ellen and Per Arne intensely proud of their volunteering work. They have both helped so many people connected with the Cato Sinteret, just as they were helped in turn. Ellen says love and care can go such a long way, helping people to regain that sense of optimism, to enjoy life to the full, and thrive through golf. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.